William Scragg held the singular honor of tipping the sandglass on this day. He stood aft at the quarterdeck's leeward railing, and he made sure that the two men who held the pole upon which the logline reel was mounted were positioned just so and at such an angle facing aft that the least possibility of snagging might occur as the reel began to rotate. The pole had been smeared with tallow for this occasion, as too had the taffrail over which the line would run, and the boatswain made a show of checking both before carefully eyeing the following swell, licking at his palm and holding it aloft, looking upwards to gauge the aspect of wind against sail, then barking out gruffly to Taffy Owens, one of his real men, to stand fast, damn his slack trousers, and stop shuffling his bloody feet. Then, with a grand gesture that involved the raising of the sandglass high aloft, so that even those who, being barred from the quarterdeck, and who stood huddled together instead on the lower ratlines of the main shrouds, could see clearly, he raised the log chip in a likewise fashion, and with a glance to his captain, who promptly gave him the nod, he tossed the chip over the taffrail. The triangular chip bobbed and churned about in the wake beneath Achilles' counter for a moment, before drifting aft, drawing the 10 fathoms of stray line with it. As the wood chip cleared the turbulence and dug properly into the water astern, the stray line began snaking out over the taffrail at a steady rate, causing the reel to begin rotating on its pole. And, to those who were observing it closely, the speed of this initial rotation did in itself already appear promising. The end of the stray line was marked with a strip of white cloth that signaled the beginning of the log line proper, and at the very instant it passed over the taffrail, Scragg flipped the sandglass over and positioned it upright along the now fast-snaking line.